Not next item on the agenda is proposed amendments to regulation for VAC 2530 pertaining to American Shed. Good day, Mr. O'Reilly.
Commissioner, members of the commission, this is the sixth year that there's been approval by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission for a limited allowance of American shad as part of bycatch in fisheries that are limited to stake gillnet and also the anchor gillnet, fisheries that don't have a good discard mortality rate. And there's really not a big change to the regulation. Mainly it's changing the date, so that it'll be 2011. I would point out in your regulation that Mr. Grandis on page 3 found a little source of confusion about halfway down on your regulation with the or any regulation, any recreational gear, and staff has modified that language so that there's no confusion as to what the recreational gear is, and it's also prohibited. This has become a very small fishery, about 7 participants the last couple of years, even though about 25 signed up, I think, in 2010. The harvest is limited, about 1,000 pounds, roughly 300 American shad. As mentioned last month and last year in advance of the passage of Amendment 3 by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, we're not exactly certain as to the future of even having a bycatch fishery because of the Amendment 3 requires a sustainability plan.
Right.
So this may be the last year for the bycatch fishery, but we'll know more later. And with that, staff is recommending adoption of the amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 253010 and sequence.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
If we don't have a bycatch regulation here, or bycatch is not allowed, it seems to me the only way you can stop a stop having a bycatch is by stopping the directed fishery for other things.
Striped bass is one of those fisheries. Catfish is included, spot, croaker,
right,
bluefish. So you are correct. And the future is uncertain what ASMSC will say about that type of a question.
Mm-hmm. Because you just can't catch the shad and then dispose of them because most of them are dead anyway. So.
I suppose you could look at drift gillnet exclusively. Would be one opportunity, which would not be preferable by those who are doing bottom fishing for some of the species.
Right.
But drift nets are at least a much lower mortality from the discards.
Okay.
Compared to anchor or stake gill nets.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask Mr. O'Reilly if the ASMSC was looking at any of those other issues in the sustainability plans that are going to be required. In other words, are they going to have any target mortality reductions or anything like that?
I asked ASMSC last week for the status, and it's really not certain. I know with river herring, there was some confusion as to some of the bycatch fisheries and what would be allowed there. And so at this time, it would still be a plan, I would assume, even for the bycatch fishery. What would be the sustainability criteria would be something we'd have to really look at. So it's not clear cut.
Thank you.
Never is it? Further questions? Thank you, Rob. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Fox?
I'll move staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Fox to accept staff recommendation pertaining to the bycatch American shad. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.